أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم.
The worst thing of all, the worst thing of all, which we see in society, which gives the most loss, the biggest loss in the society, and it is such a bad thing that all of the, you can say, wrongs of society, they are caused due to this. They are caused due to this. Enmity, murder, quarrels, lack of peace, and anxiety, and breakdown of relationships, breaking the rights, internal sicknesses, jealousy, gossip mongering, backbiting. In other words, if you take any sickness, any malady, any defect, this all goes to that one root cause, And that is where everything emanates from, where everything arises, springs out from, and that is, it is quarreling and fighting between each other. Fighting, arguing and quarreling. This is the most beloved action of Shaitan. Shaitan loves this, that he loves that between two people, he's so happy, Shaitan. It's a beloved action of his, a beloved method of his, that he creates a dispute in a house between brother and sister, and especially he's happy and he gives reward to his workers, to his sidekicks, that if there's an argument between the husband and the wife, the person himself is not bad, but internally Shaitan gives targhib, advice, methodology, he influences, and then that person embarks on that path. If something leaves something small, for example, indication he gives, and that's it, becomes a storm. And then there's lack of peace, lack of trust, whether it's home, or if it's the the society outside. Both places, the root cause of all issues are due to quarreling and disputes and arguments. But our whole situation should be opposite to that. In other words, you cannot imagine that a Muslim who quarrels and fights, and there's severe consequences for this. Severe consequences. Such a severe warning also for this. Admonishment that a Muslim, to dishonor another Muslim, to belittle him is haram. That a person, whether he's doing it from his hand or his tongue or through just hinting or through criticizing or in whatever form, we are proud of our ibadah, our worship, I have done this and I have done that. But this is also the deception of Shaitan, that he makes us think we are good. We don't look at our real state of affairs. Fighting and quarreling, this is not the way of the mu'min. This is not the sign of a mu'min, quarreling and arguing. Rather, Allah Ta'ala has given rewards. As Suhail bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, he stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated that that individual, if Shaitan wants to create fasad in the house between husband and wife, amongst the children, outside the shop, amongst customers, etc., amongst the public, then he's doing his work, and a person, he's come into angry mode, and he's going to carry out his actions of fighting and quarreling. He wants to spread his fasad and thunder. At that time, the Holy Prophet ﷺ stated that there should be energy and power within us. Allah's Nabi ﷺ put his hadith in front of us that the person who suppressed his anger, even though he had the power, he could have done something. But the Prophet ﷺ advised that the person who he had the power, the energy to do something physically, he had that ability, he could have done that. He could have sought revenge, taken out revenge. He had total power. He knew that I can take revenge, seek revenge. That's where the argument starts. But he did one thing that our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hadith came in front of us, and his beloved advice that the person at the right at the point of the argument, the quarrel, he has the power to do something physically, but he used that the energy and the ability that Allah Ta'ala gave him, and he controlled himself. He suppressed his anger. Controlled his anger. Put a lid on it. Then it stated, with regards to that person and that action, Allah Ta'ala with Allah's fadl and Allah's karam, he controls himself, he stops, and he suppresses his anger. He knew he could have physically taken action, but he didn't take action. And what a great reward that Allah Ta'ala gives. Allah Ta'ala, on the day of resurrection, will give that person paradise. And Allah will say that all of these hordes of paradise in front of you, whoever you like, you can select. مَنْ يَشَى. And when you realize, when you reach there, then you'll see the reality of this hadith, subhanAllah. And in the other narration, it stated that ajeeb reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he fills that person's heart with satisfaction and contentment. What a great reward that if there's a contentment, peace, full in the heart of a person, imagine that human being. So who will those people be? These are the muttaqis about which Allah Ta'ala says, لَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. These are the muttaqis, those who are conscious of their Lord, whose hearts are filled with iman, filled with peace. That heart that contains iman, full of iman. And what action has he done? What has he done so much? What is the task that he's carried out? That he has saved himself from a big crime of akhlaq, and he has prevented hundreds of thousands of ill effects just by suppressing the anger. Just by suppressing the anger. So, for example, he says, oh, just say I'm not going to speak to him. For example. So these are the people who have the quality of taqwa. Consciousness of Allah. Awareness of Allah. Fear of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, this is the hadith of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha has narrated this hadith, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Hazrat Aisha that Allah is soft, and Allah Ta'ala likes those who are soft, not firm, not stern. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha narrated that hadith, that Allah Ta'ala is soft, and Allah Ta'ala likes people who are soft. Oh Aisha, those who are soft, they don't meet and link with the sternness. For example, if you want to attain something, and if you want to correct somebody, you want to make somebody do a task, you want to advise somebody, there are two ways. Either through strictness and sternness, whether he's young or old, there are two paths that you can adopt, two methods. either with a full authority you will tell that person off and be strict and stern, or you will adopt the soft and tender approach. The Prophet ﷺ said that the person who adopts the soft approach, he will not meet the stern approach. Because under the soft method, he has to suppress himself. He has to control his anger. And the person, he has to suppress the shaitani power. So these qualities are in all actions. And this speciality of being soft and tender, this is the way to prevent and save oneself from arguments and quarrels. That person who has saved himself, presented himself from fighting, quarreling, fasad, disputes, then he has saved himself from a great adab, from a great loss. So if this is a very important action, then taqwa also is based on this. Taqwa is also based on this. Remember that taqwa is based on the glory, the attribute of a muttaqi is that he runs away from quarrels and disputes. He runs away from argumentation. He says, please forgive me. The person who is taqwa, this quality is developed. He is not stern, he is soft in the heart and is a soft temperament, and he will approach things softly, cautiously, whether it's a house matters, outside matters, business matters. That's his style and characteristic, and this is the sign of the muttaqi. So if you think that such a great quality of a person, he's a muttaqi, if he doesn't have this, if he doesn't have softness of heart, and he doesn't want to end the quarrels and the disputes, and he's not one to run away from fasad and fighting, etc., and if he doesn't want to promote friendliness and peace and join the broken people, this is the quality that we should adopt and we should bring, and this is the quality of the muttaqi. So now we need to think in Ramadan that la'allakum tattaqoon, that I want to make you the muttaqi. Yes. So in reality, that we can practice this in Ramadan as well. It's a great example for this. Subhanallah. So how can this be? Dala gives us Ramadan and he says, la'allakum tattaqoon. I've given you Ramadan for this reason. I've given you fast for this reason, so you can adopt taqwa. So how can this person who's a muttaqi, who's got taqwa, you don't find the sign of this in him, that he doesn't feel that fighting and argumentation is a bad thing? Tell me, how can this be? It can't be. Yes, because this is the main characteristic. Such a bad action, angriness, sternness, fighting, and the ill effects we've discussed. So how can it be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives us Ramadan, the fast, and will he not make us practice this? Will he not explain this to us? Look, how Allah ta'ala has, via the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how Allah ta'ala has warned the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Ramadan, because Allah wants to give us taqwa. So Allah ta'ala has told us how to practice this, and Allah ta'ala has explained the importance of this. I would say that maybe there's no greater example than this, that what a great amal Allah ta'ala is explaining to us, that you should refrain from this, from arguing and fighting and quarreling. Allah has given a great warning to us, a great lesson to us. Today is the night of Qadr. Tonight is the night of Qadr. And obviously this, the last third of Ramadan, this has been given to seek Laylatul Qadr. This Ashra, the importance of this Ashra is that we should seek Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. And for that Allah ta'ala has given us a great ibadah, which is itikaf. And that the best way to find Laylatul Qadr is isolation, to be on your own, seclusion. And going to seclusion, look for Laylatul Qadr. And Allah says, in the odd nights, look for Laylatul Qadr. This is the hint and the guidance Allah has given. The odd 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th. And also we know the importance. إِنَّا أَنزَلَّهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. سبحان الله. So we see a great praise Allah Ta'ala has given that this night is greater than 1,000 months. You can say equivalent to 87 years that person does ibadah. So every year he gets more than 80 years of reward of ibadah, any good deed he does. That's how valuable this is, how great a night this is that a Muslim attains in this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to refrain from fighting and quarreling. Allah says it's a wretched action, that argumentation is a bad thing. So this is the point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to his mahbub, his beloved, in the beginning. And Allah ta'ala explained that this night, this is the night of Qadr. Allah ta'ala explained to his holy prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to his mahbub, his beloved, not that look for it on the 21st, on the 23rd, on the 25th, or the 27th, etc. No. Allah ta'ala told the holy prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that on this specific night, that will be the night of Laylatul Qadr. So there was no need to make effort. There was just one night he knew, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this is the night of power. And then tell me, imagine the enjoyment. Imagine the great reward that was given to the ummah. That's the night Allah Ta'ala has told his Habib. And Rasulullah stated that when I knew about the night, then I wanted to go and tell the people that on the last third of the Ramadan, the Laylatul Qadr is hidden and it's present in this night. Rasulullah said that I came out to explain this, inform this when I came out, then I saw that two men were quarreling amongst each other, arguing. Imagine. So now imagine the consequences, the wretchedness of fighting and quarreling, the bad effects, the ill effects, that how the it spoils things. Imagine that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as soon as I came out, I saw that two men were arguing amongst each other, and due to the wretchedness of their arguing, that Allah Ta'ala explained to me, told me that night, that came out of my mind. I forgot. Obviously Allah Ta'ala took it out of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mind. So that was the horrible scenario of the arguing, the quarreling. That's the wretchedness in argumentation and clashing, that such a great reward the ummah was to get. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was coming to inform. Allah Ta'ala had explained through this event, look at Allah Ta'ala's hikmah, so that the ummah can realize that this is such a bad action, that Allah Ta'ala himself told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the night, and himself he took that knowledge away. So this explains that Allah Ta'ala wanted to give a dars, a lesson through this event. Subhanallah. Through this event, Allah wanted to give a lesson to the whole ummah that fighting, quarreling, arguing is such a wretched, impure effects of it, that look, two men were arguing amongst each other, between each other, and due to the wretchedness of the action, Allah Ta'ala hid that night. Allah said, now go and look for it in the odd nights, and you will have to find it, you will have to look for it. You won't be told what it is. Imagine now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this direction, this hint through this event, incident, for the whole ummah in Ramadan. So hasn't the dars come in Ramadan to become a muttaqi? The lesson? Of course. That it's not your task. Allah Ta'ala says that if you adopt the wrong task of arguing, quarreling, fasad, you can never become a muttaqi. Taqwa, the question doesn't arise. If you look at any muttaqi, then he will have no desire to fight and quarrel and fitna and fasad. Whether it's at the home, even then not. If it's outside, even then not. The muttaqi's house is Jannah. The husband and wife and the children, there's a lot of sukoon, alhamdulillah, peace. Because they have the endurance, toleration. And the hadith I've told you, that when they practice this, they suppress their desire, their anger, they control their anger, number one, then Allah Ta'ala fills their heart with iman and peace and contentment and love. And when their hearts are full of love and peace, then how can there be argumentation in their homes and quarrels? But whoever stopped this, suppressed it, Allah Ta'ala says He dislikes it so much. There's an example, the night of Qadr. Allah has given the example, the night of Qadr. Otherwise, we wouldn't be sat here on the 23rd if we knew that it's the 25th night. That we ourselves have said it's the 27th night, but in reality it's not. It could be the 21st night. It could be tonight, alhamdulillah. It could be this night, Laylatul Qadr. It could be the 25th. It could be the 27th. And this night, the whole of Ramadan, is the reward is in this night. This is the summary, you could say, of Ramadan. So who gets this reward? The muttaqis get this reward. Most definitely that person who adopts taqwa in Ramadan, develops taqwa in Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that person Shabbi Qadr, the night of Qadr, will be destined for that person. He will attain it. He will attain the night of power. Today, we, if we make niyyah, intention and promise, that in our hearts we will develop softness, tenderness, because Allah ta'ala likes a soft person. Tender, just like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave nasi advice to Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha. Allah Ta'ala likes that if you've got anger and you can seek revenge, whether he's older than you, younger than you, whoever it is. So if you suppress that, control that, extinguish that, don't take revenge, rather adopt the soft approach. Then what a great ni'mah. What a great man. If you're kind and soft and tender, kindness, Allah Ta'ala likes kindness, that kindness will take a person towards becoming a muttaqi. The thousands of haram things a person saved from, a thousand wrong things a person saved from, lots of sins Allah Ta'ala saves from. So if a person's soft and kind and generous, considerate, friendly, he's saved from murder, he's saved from usurping people's rights, he's saved from dishonoring people, such big punishments of the hereafter, of Jahannam, of these sins that we cannot imagine. We cannot imagine. So Ramadan has given us this dars of kindness, softness, generosity, friendly. Look, a person cannot be a muttaqi. Muttaqi, the anger is a wretched thing in that house where there's fighting, quarreling due to the wretchedness. Allah Ta'ala prevented the knowledge of that night to be known. Then imagine the wretchedness and horrible situation of fighting. Or imagine the situation of that house, that home, of their rizq, of immodesty in that home, amongst each other, between each other. That there's a differentiation, if there's differences between people, there's fault lines between people's relationships, and it looks like there's a house and they're living together, but it's like Jahannam, it's like fire. They don't speak to each other, they're undercutting each other, no need to go out, gossip mongering, arguing, fighting, facade amongst each other, daughter with the father, and the wife's doing with the father, and the mother with the son. There's like a cauldron of fire, of hell. But we don't know, that. Do we do amal on the hadith? We don't do amal on the Quran. The reason for this is, what is it? The wretchedness of quarreling, arguments, fighting, which shaitan has developed. What's the cure for it? The cure is to persevere, to endure, tolerate, and adopt kindness, softness. Lower yourself, despite you having power, the lower yourself. Say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. But no, they say, do it, fine, do it. Alhamdulillah, if that person threatens you, say, that's fine, you do it. Just adopt the soft tenderness, the scene will change dramatically. The scene. And the other person's anger will calm down, cool down. Because due to this action, Allah Ta'ala's rahmah will come, mercy will come. But if you're angry, then the wretchedness of anger will come, Allah's ghadab will come, the wrath will come. But if you endure and tolerate, then Allah Ta'ala's rahmah and mercy will come. Who is giving us this lesson? The night of power is giving us this lesson. Ramadan is telling us this lesson. So if you want to become muttaqi in Ramadan, then practice this in your life. Take this lesson from me. Says Ramadan, your night of power was hidden due to fighting and quarreling. So how will you solve the problems of life? That if you live your life with problems and arguments and fights and quarrels. So from today, try that we should adopt softness, kindness, tenderness. Try your best. Try it. Start from yourself. That there should be no facade at home. And there's only one condition, that down yourself. Allow yourself that if you don't fight, then nobody else will fight. If they swear to you, then you don't say nothing. If they say bad to you, then stay silent. Tolerate it. Stand up and go to the next place. To where? To what extent? To the extent where, how far should you go? To the extent that you want to, the reward. If they say, that's it, you've gone to the limit, then the reward will, there's no limit to the reward you can get. You will keep on getting the reward, keep on getting the reward. In your qalb, because the nur of peace will come, contentment will come, and that in the nur, the light of iman will come, and iman will take you and elevate you. Allah is honest. Allah Ta'ala's Rasulullah is honest, and the Quran is haq. Everything, this is all truth upon which we need to trust and practice. So this is the message of the night of power. Via this, Allah Ta'ala has given this message to the whole of the ummah, that stop fighting, quarreling, argumentation. It's a wretched thing through argumentation. Look what a big loss has occurred and can occur. And due to this anger and fighting, Laylatul Qadr, the knowledge of it was hidden from you. If you want to become a muttaqi, then within yourself, develop softness, tenderness, suppress your anger, and learn how to mend the ties. Mend the ties, the broken ties. If we don't get this within us, we cannot become muttaqis. And this is the message of Ramadan today for us. We need to practice on this, rehearse this for 30 days, alhamdulillah. Then Ramadan will say, beware, don't be angry, your fast will be spoiled. Beware, don't swear at anyone, your fast will be spoiled. Beware, don't seek revenge with anyone, your fast will be spoiled. So this is the practice, we need to practice the rest of our life. That beware, don't seek revenge, don't take out revenge. Your tawbah will be spoiled. You won't be a muttaqi. You cannot be a muttaqi. Then how will you go into Jannah and paradise? And then, think, a person, in 30 days, Allah Ta'ala is making us practice. And the beautiful color of Ramadan rubs off onto him. Allah Ta'ala allows the color of softness, tenderness, and kindness to rub off onto him. Ramadan teaches us this. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq that we come out of Ramadan and totally we should practice everything correctly that gives, and we should practice those deeds that allow us to develop taqwa. Ameen. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Ya Rahman Rahimin, tu apne fazl se mere maula, tu hamari duaon ko qubool farma le. Ya Allah, hum sab ki maghfirat farma de. Ya Allah, hamare gunahon ko maaf farma de. Ya Allah, hamare saari zindagi ko gunahon ko maaf farma de. Ya Allah, gunahon se hame paak aur saaf farma de. Ae mere maula, tumhare batan ko musaffa aur saaf kar de. Ya Allah, hamare dilon ko paakiza kar de. Ya Allah, hamare dilon ko paakiza kar de. Ya Allah, hamare dilon ko paakiza kar de. Ya Allah, ہمیں سوچ اور سمجھ کو پاکیزہ کر دے. یا اللہ, تمام چھوٹے بڑے صغیرہ کبیرہ سارے گناہوں سے ہمیں دور کر دے. اے میرے مولا, اپنی نافرمانیوں سے دور کر دے. اے میرے مولا, اپنی نافرمانی سے دور فرما. یا اللہ, تو اپنا شکر کرنے والا, ذکر کرنے والا, اطاعت کرنے والا, یا اللہ, تیرے طرف رجوع کرنے والا, تجھ سے مانگنے والا, یا کریم, ایسا بندہ بنا دے. یا کریم, راتوں کو گریہ کرنے والا, تیری عبادت کرنے والا. یا اللہ, دعاؤں کے واسطے ہاتھ پھیلانے والا, تجھ سے اپنی التجائیں کرنے والا. یا اللہ, رو رو کے تجھ سے مانگنے والا, ایسا بندہ ہمیں بنا دے. یا اللہ, اپنی جھولیاں بھرا بھرا کے تجھ سے مانگنے والا, سحر میں کچھ سے مانگنے والا, رات کی تنہائی میں تجھ سے مانگنے والا. یا اللہ, وقت صبح تجھ سے مانگنے والا, شام میں تجھ سے مانگنے والا, ظہر پہ تجھ سے مانگنے والا. ہر لمحے اپنی طرف اپنا خیال جما دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہمارے ہر طرف ہر ہی حاجات کو تو پورا فرما دے، ہر مصیبت کو دور فرما دے، یا اللہ اپنی برکتوں کے رحمتوں کے دروازوں کو کھول دے میرے مولا، یا اللہ ایک عظیم رات پھر آنے والی ہے میرے مولا، با برکت رات، عظیم رات، رحمت والی رات، مغفرت والی رات، یا اللہ تو پھر ہمیں نصیب فرما رہا ہے، یا کریم یا کریم یا کریم، اس رات کی برکتیں ہمیں نصیب فرما دے، یا اللہ اس رات کی فضائل ہمیں نصیب فرما دے، یا اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما دے، یا اللہ ہمارے دعوت سے جاننے والے جو بیمار ہیں میرے مولا، جنہوں نے اپنی بیماریوں کی شفا کے لیے دعا کیا ہے میرے مولا، ان کی بیماری کو دور فرما دے، یا اللہ اس مرسی مرض سے سب کو دور فرما دے، یا اللہ اس بلائی مرض سے سب کو دور فرما دے، ناگہانی بیماریوں کو سب کو دور فرما دے، اے میرا مولا ہمارے گھروں کو بیماریوں سے پاک فرما دے، یا اللہ صحت مند ماحول عطا فرما دے، یا اللہ ہمارے گھروں میں صحت مند لڑائیوں سے جھگڑوں سے فسادوں سے میرے مولا دور فرما دے، یا اللہ آج کے درد سے ہمیں سبق نصیب فرما کہ برائی اور جھگڑے کتنی بری چیز ہے، جس نے لیلۃ القدر کو چھپا لیا میرے مولا، اس برائی سے جھگڑوں سے کس طرح ہمارے گھروں میں نحوستیں اترتے ہوں گی، یا کریم تو ان جھگڑوں سے دور فرما دے، اے میرے مولا جو ہمارے لواحقین ہمارے رشتے دار دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں ان سب کی مغفرت فرما دے، ان کی اعلیٰ درجات بلند فرما دے، اے میرے مولا وقت حاضر کے بہت بڑے عالم اس دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں، تیری رحمت میں پہنچ چکے ہیں میرے مولا، ڈاکٹر علامہ خالد محمود صاحب جو عرصہ تک اپنی دینی خدمات انجام کر دیتے رہے، مینچسٹر میں ان کا سینٹر تھا جہاں پر انہوں نے خدمت انجام دی، عرصے تک لوگوں کو دین کی دعوت دیتے رہے، قرآن حدیث کی طرح بلاتے رہے میرے مولا، آج تمام باتوں کے ساتھ تیرے پاس پہنچ چکے ہیں میرے مولا، موت بھرا گئے، کوئی بھی دنیا میں رہنے والا نہیں، سب نے چلے جانا ہے میرے مولا، ان کی ساری خدمات کو قبول فرما لینا، بشد تقاضے سے میرے مولا ان سے غلطیاں ضرور ہوئی ہوں گی، یا اللہ ان کی جو غلطیاں چھوٹی بڑی خطائیں میرے مولا، یا اللہ ان کے علوم کے صدقے سے معاف فرما دینا، یا اللہ عذاب قبر سے بچانا، عذاب جہنم سے بچانا، جنت میں اعلیٰ درجات کام فرمانا، جن لوگوں کے علم پھیلاتے رہے میرے مولا، جن لوگوں کی علم سے حاصل کر کے علوم لوگوں میں بانٹتے رہے میرے مولا، انہیں ان کا حشر فرما دینا، یا اللہ تمام امت کے علماء کو میرے مولا اعلیٰ مقام سے فرما، تمام صادقین کو اعلیٰ مقام سے فرما، عابدین کو میرے مولا جو دن کے دن جو لوگوں کے لیے مخلوق کے لیے خدمت کر رہے ہیں دین کی میرے مولا، ان کو بلند درجات عطا فرما میرے مولا، تو اپنے فضل خاص سے یا کریم اس امت پہ رحم فرما، یا اللہ یہ جو ناگہانی مصیبت ہم پہ آئی ہے ہمارے اعمال کی وجہ سے ہے میرے مولا، تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا، یا کریم تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا، یا کریم تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا، یا کریم تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا، وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ وعلیہ صحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین، آمین.